The following program is being brought to you on the World Talk Radio Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit worldtalkradio.com. The World Talk Radio Network, where the world comes to talk. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the World Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
And welcome to Love the Life You're In with your host, Lauren Gelberg Goff. We're living in very stressful times, and people are finding themselves more overwhelmed and frustrated than ever before. Get ready to discuss issues affecting your self-esteem, self-respect, and self-empowerment. Here's your host, Lauren Gelberg Goff.
Welcome to Loving the Life You're In. I'm your host, Lauren Gelberg Goff. I'm grateful that you're sharing this hour with me as I'll explore the multiple issues that impact our self-esteem and self-respect. I've dedicated my show to bringing you new ways to discover and uncover your self-esteem and positive feelings that are inside you waiting to be accessed. You'll learn what it means to be enough and live each day with this awareness. My goal is to present you with insights and advice on living your life authentically empowered and fulfilled. You really are and always have been well within. And this show is about reminding you to live with that knowledge consciously and purposefully. Thank you all for joining me on this wonderful journey. It is with your support that my show has been ranked number one on World Talk Radio, and I thank you all for that. My guest today is Don Miguel Ruiz, the internationally acclaimed best-selling author of The Four Agreements, Mastery of Love, and The Voice of Knowledge. And now with his son, Don Jose Ruiz, they have co-authored The Fifth Agreement, which takes us even deeper into the realm of living authentically and being free to be who you really are. I'm sorry that Don Jose isn't able to join us today, but he was called away on an emergency, so I do wish him all the best, and I'm truly grateful that Don Miguel is able to be here with us. Don Miguel has been devoting himself to mastering the wisdom of the ancient Toltec, and to this day, he shares this wisdom in lectures and journeys to sacred sites around the world. His mission was and still is to deliver a message of truth and love, and to truly change the world. Thank you so much, Don Miguel, for joining me this morning.
Well, this is my pleasure. I'm so excited to be with all of you today. And, well, I am ready, and let's start.
Okay, let's start with talking about the four agreements and how they change our lives and how it leads us really right into the fifth agreement, because I think that'll give some people some background who may not be as familiar with what the four agreements are and how they impact us.
Well, I can say that the four agreements, they was born out of the need of to share the experience of truth in the simplest way as possible. But at that time, I have a lot of apprentices around the United States, and I used to do a lot of lectures and workshops with them. And in a certain moment, I see that everybody was so ready to really change their lives. And that's when I decided to write this beautiful book as an act of power, knowing that it will go all around the world. That will be just the beginning of one of the most beautiful we can say mystery schools that has nothing of mystery, really. It's just pure common sense. Then, based in that, we create the reality in the one that we live. You know, virtual reality, that is the story of ourselves, is our point of view about ourselves and about everything that we can perceive. And we use the words in order to create that story, and we put all the personal power in that story, and when that story grows, then the story becomes the big tyrant and just create all the dramas in our lives. And with the awareness that everything is made by agreements, then I decide to write these four agreements in order to release all those lies that we learned during all the experience of our life. And the four agreements are very simple, very easy, but looks like it's a little difficult to follow. Anyway, the first agreement and the most important one is be impeccable with the word.
Right.
The
right.
word is, well, as we say, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, and everything was created by the word. Well, the word is all the symbols that we use in order to create an entire language and communicate with each other, ask for what we need, and give what other people ask. It's a way that we humans understand each other. And by using the word, we create that story of our life, which is a masterpiece of art, because we can say that every single human who lives in this beautiful planet Earth is an artist. And
right.
the art that we have is the use of the word, the creative of the language, and the story about ourselves. Then to be impeccable with the word will mean that you will not use the word against yourself. Then the impeccability of the word leads you in that personal heaven that we can create instead of the personal hell that we also can create. But either way, this is not about being good or bad or right or wrong. It is a masterpiece of art.
Right. And I think that the part that I see people struggling with is that they don't pay attention to what their word really means on a daily basis. If they're talking about someone or something and saying it in a positive way versus a negative way, when we berate ourselves. So when you talk about being impeccable with one's word, it isn't just about doing what you say you're going to do. It's really what you say about yourself and about other people.
Yes, we can say that in the artist's point of view, you are the word. You are what you say you are. You are what you believe you are, and if you believe wrong about yourself, you will live that wrong. You know, you can create all the limitations of your life, and we pay the consequences of the misuse of the word. Then this is the most important of the agreements, according to my point of view. And, well, the second one is don't take anything personally,
right.
and it's based, really, in the first one. And don't take anything personally. It's easy to understand because the same way that we create our own reality and that reality is only true for us, everybody around us, they create their own reality. And it's only true for them but not for us. Then we believe that we know people, but we only know the image that we perceive from them. That's what we really know about them. And we qualify them, and we judge them, and that's what we believe about them, but it doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
Everybody that we know in our reality is just a secondary character, as we are a secondary character in their story, that whatever they can say that they know about us is not true. It's only true in their point of view. Then when we don't take anything personally, we have immunity in the interaction that we have with everybody around us because we know that whatever they say about us is not really true. It will be only true if we believe what they say about us. But if we don't
right.
believe, of course, it will not affect us at all.
Well, I love the way you put it in saying not just believing them, but when you write it out in the book, you say that we're agreeing with them
mm-hmm.
and we're choosing to agree with whatever anybody says. So that part, I think, is so important for people to hear and grasp that if somebody calls you a name or tells you you're stupid or ridiculous or whatever, we have to agree with it in order for it to be real for us.
Yes, and like I say a little before, not to take things personally, give you that immunity and that okay. assure that your life, your story, is heaven, really.